Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No!
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
I don't know why, but lately I've been really annoyed by static shocks, and the world needs to cut them out. I like how Ty, even though it's just him, sings along in the background before I unmute the mics. Like, I don't know. Do you know that the mics are muted there? And like, you just...
It doesn't matter, man.
You're just having fun.
I'm doing a little... I like to fuck with different harmonies.
Okay. I like that the whimsy is still there for you, Ty. That the whimsy of the Oh No Radio Show is still carries on. That being said, my name is Owen. I am the captain of this shit ship. Along with me, as you can hear, is my good friend Ty, the lizard wizard himself.
The whimsical wizard, if you will.
Whimsical, yes. You're very whimsical this evening. You've got a whimsy about you, sir. You've got a magical whimsy about you. You know, most days you do, but even today, just a little more. Just a little bit more. Our good friend Mike B will hopefully be joining us later on in the program. Mike B is currently, and well, I'm sure we'll hear all about it, but Mike B is undergoing a huge move in his life. He's having to get out of the apartment he's been in. This is one thing that I'll bring up to you. I'll bring up to the audience straight off the bat, Ty. As if I think a week ago, I'm like, did you find a place? Oh, no. I mean, I mean, there's a week left, you know. It'll pan out.
We'll figure. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a bit of that going on. So I am curious as to where they potentially might end up, you know, if they found a new place. It doesn't sound like they did because he said he was going to grab all of his gear for the show and he'd be in setting it up in a hotel room. So
I mean, yeah.
So maybe we'll hear from Mike with the hotel internet, or maybe we won't. We'll go with me and you. We'll do a show, Ty, and if he joins us, great. If not, we'll power through this.
I mean, I want to hear about it too, though.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I think all of our audience would. Everybody wants.
I hope
to
that
hear
doesn't make me an asshole.
No. I mean, there is great humor in Mikey B going back to his roots. And having to live out of a hotel for a little while, you know, like there's something very appropriate.
I live in my fucking parents' basement, man.
Yeah, you got a swank deal, man. Like, yeah. And no, it's all kidding aside. It's really, really tough out there if you're trying to get a place, especially on your own or whatever, man. Like, housing prices are nuts. Like, we're lucky to get the
deal. It's expensive here, let alone there. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts here. It's absolutely nuts. But That aside, we'll speed right through that. I don't want to really harp on all the negative because there's so much fun to talk about this week. And speaking of whimsy, Ty, you out-whimsied yourself this week.
Yeah.
You went for your, what was this? Was this like a present for your birthday, like a late present to yourself type thing?
So I got like a little anime, like fucking kamikaze gang at work. And
it's not weird or gay at all or lame.
No, you know? No, it's great.
Okay.
It's our own little collective. And homeboy, like his name's Nate. Awesome dude. Like he came to work and the first day I saw him at work, he had a tattoo from a show on his hand. And I was like, what the fuck? What is that? And like friends ever since. But
okay.
We've all been like sort of not in a like secret Santa way, just like sometimes people get people gifts and shit. Like my birthday, I got a bunch of shit for my
anime. But when you work at the cable company and things are that bleak, it is nice to know that someone cares about you a little bit. You know, it's like, okay, let me try and be somewhat of a human. Let me like, oh, this person had a birthday. What do you do? You throw a token $20 into something, you know? Like,
I actually, on his birthday, I think I got him like canvas wall art, anime art. Like okay. it's rad though.
What that set you back?
The art itself was like $80.
Oh wow, that's very generous, Ty. Mikey says he's good, so I'm trying to invite him now. He says he doesn't know how good the, you know, connection's gonna be.
But it's gonna be awesome.
But we'll give it a shot. So he has been invited. We will see how that goes. He might pop up here. But anyway, continue as if he wasn't. Yeah. You know.
I mean, I also got him some Pokemon shit, whatever. So I hope he didn't feel like indebted to get me something awesome.
Oh, that 100% is what happened. That's 100% what happened.
No, I mean, like, we're boys anyway, but he was like, yo, because he's gotten like a sleeve of anime over the last couple of years, like a lot. And at first I was like, what are you doing?
Hold on.
Oh.
Did you sign into the hotel? Yeah. No, he's got his OBS thing up right now.
Hello?
You just need to change your video. We don't have your video. We have your audio. We don't have your video.
You got my audio though, right?
Sort of, yeah.
It's happening.
We got hotel room Mikey is what we got. He is alive. We've confirmed he is alive. So that's good. So he ended up like contributing to what? He ended up contributing to a pool to help buy you this thing, or
no? He straight up got me the tattoo. Yeah.
Oh wow. But he did it as like personally. He did the tattoo, or he?
No. He bought it.
He bought it at the tattoo shop. Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, all right.
That's like his boy too. Like you know. They see each other a bunch and shit, but like
so you got
at the same time.
He probably got a little bit of a discount, but it's still not much, right? But because I see your tattoo. I mean, that's over $100 tattoo, easy peasy.
For sure.
Well, it's like that's a good what? What would you put on that? Like down here, even like I'd put like $150 on the cheap end on that, but probably more expensive.
All things considered, I think it took like 2.5-3 hours and he has a pretty quick hand, but I actually am not entirely sure what he paid for it, but I think it was close to $300.
Oh wow. See, okay. I would have said maybe like 200-ish, what have you, but prices have gone up and like I've only got the one tattoo. I don't have that much experience, but even in my experience around people getting tattoos, I'm sure like everything else in the world, those prices have gone up, right? So
same,
you know, like,
I put it in my post, but it's been like, it feels weird. It's been like 7-8 years, 8.
Oh, it's way longer than that for me, for my only one, but it's just like, cause I'm a pussy, you know, but
that too, man, it felt good to sit. Like it felt good to feel the fucking needle again.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. I'm not a huge fan of that part. But
I feel like it's supposed to feel worse as you get older, but felt pretty good.
I am curious as to what it is. Tell everybody, this is your chance, because because to me, guys, Ty got a tattoo of a snail, a stoned snail man. It's good. It's not terrible looking. You got it on your basically your bicep off your right arm?
Yep. My lefty, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or no, my righty. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's your right arm. That's yeah. Unless you got your camera mirrored, I'm pretty sure that's your right arm.
Yep. So I mean it comes from One Piece, which is most people that know anime know what One Piece is or don't know what anime is. You probably heard of it. But
no, I've never heard of it once in my life. I've never seen this character. I have zero concept as to what it is. Is this a funny character? Is it talking Japanese? Does he have a deep voice? Does he have a high voice? What sort of voice does this guy have? All right.
Let me go down a nerd road with you. So One Piece, big pirate anime.
Pirates. Like it's pirates. Is it space pirates? Regular pirates?
Well, pirates with like powers that they get from certain fruits, but
pirates
but regular.
From, all right. Pirates with powers from fruits. Got it.
So the snail itself is not really the character. Oh. Like the character, the snail is modeled after the character, which is Trafalgar Law, and it's hard to say real fast, but
Trafalgar Law.
yeah.
Trafalgar Law.
And he's a homeboy that I've always liked in the show. I don't feel like he gets a ton of love, but he's a badass. His power is the surgery it's something fruit. What's it called? Damn it. Doesn't matter. But regardless, the snails are like assigned to important characters and they usually look like the character.
So there's multiple snails in this universe.
They're
snail guardian angels in a way.
They're transponder snails. They're basically phones that allow them to talk to other people.
Okay.
So
transponder, now it makes sense. Transponder snail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a pirate world where you eat fruits and get powers. Got it.
So the reason I got the snail is I love the character. I got that character's snail, but the snail is like my shout out to the phone slaves that are my anime crew.
Okay. All right.
That's where that all happens. That's how that works.
You got a cable company cool guy group tattoo of a snail.
I mean,
that's what you did.
Shout out to all my phone slaves.
All right. They better listen to the show. They better support it. Mikey is still technically on the line. I don't know what's going on. He can't figure out why he doesn't have video or now audio, I'm guessing. But I don't know. Maybe he's trying to work it out. Maybe he should plug some stuff and unplug it and then, you know, like change some settings perhaps. Maybe. I don't know. We did hear him, so he is alive, and that is a good thing. Ty, congrats on the tattoo. I'm glad for the explanation. I will forever make fun of it, and I think that's okay, too.
That's okay.
But it does look good. It's good artwork. A good tattoo artist did it, and it seems like you got it done. I mean, you know, you got it done for a nice present from a guy, you know? I don't know.
It is also the most stoned snail out of all the snails. It looks way higher.
It does look very, very, very high. Now, something that can take me right out of a high or a good time tie is what I brought up at the beginning of this show. And I've been experiencing it so much throughout this year, I don't know, maybe this dryish winter, perhaps, or for whatever reason. I've experienced it more in the last 6 months than I ever have in my entire life. I feel like I'm becoming the movie Powder or something, because every time I touch anything metal ever, I get a static shock. And it's door handles, it's everywhere. It's at home, it's at the factory, it's every business I go to. Every single time I'm getting a zzz, and it's starting to really annoy me. You know, like, and I'm starting to get, like, irrationally irritated. Like, I try and almost, like, discharge it before I touch the thing, but it never works. And I don't know what is going on, but I'm...
I feel like there's a simple, like, solution to this that we'll, we won't figure out. Like, you got new socks that are more conductive
same
or
old
some
socks.
Bullshit.
Same old socks. Same old socks. Same...
I'm just saying it's something like that.
It
like
is probably... You're probably right. There is something that I'm overlooking. It's like maybe as seriously as stupid as something simple as like different laundry sheet, dryer sheet or something. Right. Like
right.
something like that where it's just like built up in my clothes or whatever. But have you ever had that where you just like because on occasion you'll get one that it actually like usually it's a minor inconvenience. Right. It's the pain of it like. Like a tiny paper cut or something. But like you'll get that one every now and again that hurts like a motherfucker. Yes, Mikey, I can hear you going, hello.
God, thank you so much. I'm so sorry, guys.
It's all right. We do have you. We don't have the camera, but
well, it's because I don't have a camera right now. It's packed away.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
I'm very sorry. I'm glad you can hear me and that's not shitty.
No, it sounds actually just fine. I mean, if you can turn yourself up just a tad, that'd be great. But otherwise, you're all
there
right.
There you go. I got
okay, you. Split the difference. Yeah. Split the difference. Split the difference. Like I always tell you.
Okay. There we go.
That's about right, sir. Thank you so much. All right. So.
Jesus Christ. Guys, I am so frustrated.
I figured. And
I want to hurl myself off of this second floor hotel.
We got a lot of questions. First off, what hotel are you in?
I don't know. It's some by Marriott. It's not a Marriott hotel. It's something by Marriott.
Okay. Where are you at? Are you on 192? Are you doing the whole the Florida project thing right now? Are you Florida projecting? He's Florida.
No, we're in Castleberry right now.
Okay. All right.
No, but we're in Castleberry. You know what is nice about this hotel room? Separate beds, two twin beds.
You got, two twins?
Yeah. I mean, so it's just perfect because we both are sprawlers. We both will spread out a little bit as we sleep. So I kind of wish in my new house that we had enough space to put just two beds in there. Because boy, is it nice.
Well, I mean, my grandparents, I mean, as they got older, they definitely migrated to the two twin bed scenario in their bedroom. Now, when I get a hotel room for work, though, usually they ask me, do I want a king size bed? Or do I want two queens? They didn't give you a two queen. They gave you a two twin.
Well, we weren't trying to spend like $200 a night.
Oh.
We're trying to keep it reasonable because we have to be here for a couple days.
So so obviously the audience knows that you've moved. You're moving out of your current apartment. Are you out of there now or do you still have stuff there or was today the last day? How's that going at least?
Well, I am currently doing the show and my wife is moving out the rest of the stuff at the apartment because I know what's important in my life.
Okay. Well, this is good. This is good. These are positive things. These are positive things.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, this is what's going to like the apartment. Well, that's going to be gone tomorrow. Guess what'll still be here, Mike? It's this, right?
The show. You're 100% right.
Yep.
There have been some troubles in the move. I, like an idiot, backed the U-Haul into a handicap space thinking, I'm moving. There's another handicap space right next to it. No big deal, right?
I would think so. I would do that. I would totally do that.
You'd want to think so, but the guy with the tow truck who had my U-Haul jacked up as we brought a chair down said, hey, it's already linked up. You got to give me $70 or I'm going to haul it to the tow yard.
Jesus.
So I had to do a shameful walk over to the 7-Eleven to get $70, $68.50. And by the way, I paid that motherfucker an exact change.
Good for you. Good for
because
you.
Because I know those motherfuckers are like, oh, you brought $80. I don't have change.
Yeah.
You can either give me $80 or
I'm taking all this away. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So you had the $8 or whatever and something in change, and you just needed to get the 60 type thing.
No, I had zero money because we don't use money anymore.
Right.
I had to go walk to the 7-Eleven, get $80 in change, buy a Powerade so I could get exact change for this sack of trash. Because we were literally up in our apartment for 3 minutes. 4 minutes.
That's so he must have been
watched us.
Yeah, he must. Away. He must have been waiting and watching then, right, to be able to pull that shit off.
He had to, and then he wanted to like play friendly, like, "Well, I hope your move goes well."
Yeah,
like,
fuck you, you do.
Friends, we're not like compatriots in humanity right now. You just robbed me for $70. Eat my shit. Fuck off. Had you not still had my shit hoisted up in the air when I handed you the money, I would have told you you're a sack of human trash.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of my life. There was another handicapped spot.
And I know you're like, you weren't even exaggerating either. Like you said, you and your wife went up for like 3 minutes to grab the next piece of furniture to bring it down to move in. And you said it was about 3 minutes, something like that. Like,
yeah, and he had it hoisted up already.
And that right there, like I've seen that happen where how like, and it's kind of impressive how quick they can do that. Like those wrecker trucks and shit, how they can sweep in. Like there's a skill to it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's incredibly predatory, but
it's not
$70. Yeah, balls. No, you're probably right. But it is just fascinating how quick they can just go like repo men and shit, like do it right. Like where it's just like zoop, 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 boom, boom, boom. Like that car can be gone in like less than 2 minutes. If they really want to. It's amazing to me like that's the case. But
no, I've 100% seen the tow guys who can do it in, who can literally back up, and they're like, they're working the switches like while they're like backing their truck into place to get the little lift ready. And I can only imagine he lifted it and then waited for us to come down and was like, hey, man, I've already got it linked up.
And what do you, I mean, what is the obvious?
He literally was like, I'll lose my job if I don't collect $70 from you right now.
Yeah, see, that's the part.
Then lose your job, dickhead. Like,
that is the part. That is the part that I think that is honestly, like, this motherfucker is, that's a predatory action. I don't think that there's a chance in hell, in my mind, that he's doing that. For the company, he saw the opportunity to do it and saw an opportunity to make, you know, no one called him about this. Yep, exactly.
Oh, you know what? Had I been a more daring person, I should have been like, can I see the photo? And here's the thing. They know you can't do anything because the moment you put up a fuss or a fight.
Yep.
They're like, cool, I'm just going to haul it to the tow yard now. Eat dicks.
Well, exactly. And they know as well on top of that, that. Like in your particular case, yes, you were technically in the wrong. If the police get called, guess what's going to happen?
They're going to fine.
Yep. And so they have you. They just have you by the balls completely.
Yep.
Sorry to hear that, buddy. Are the searches for the new place going okay? What is the latest on that?
Okay, so I might have informed you that we thought we had a place.
Yes.
It suited everything we needed. It was like $400 less than the current apartment we're in.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Oviedo, fuck yourself. You are not that beautiful of a town that you can charge literally $1,700 for a 1-1. And I'm not even in like the good part of Oviedo. I'm on a Loma. I'm on the shit side of Oviedo.
Yeah, it seems egregious, man. Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
So we had found a new apartment. found one with the, my real only like no go was the unit had to have an in-unit laundry. I'm not going out to a laundry facility to do laundry. Right. I'm almost 40 years old. I do laundry in my own house. I do it when I want to, and I don't leave my house.
Even for me, just give me hookups. I'll buy a cheap washer dryer. No big deal. You know, like just, yeah. I got to have some hookups in this place. Yeah, I don't want to be doing, I don't want to run out to the laundromat. I'm the same way.
Well, and the guy was like, oh, well, you can buy a thing on Amazon and it hooks up to your tub and you can wash your laundry from your tub. And I'm like, yeah, so great. When it breaks, it's my fucking shit and I got to replace it. And no, eat dicks. It's your laundry system that I want so that when it breaks, you replace it.
Sure.
Everything else in the apartment is like that. I don't want anything in here that's actually my shit.
I don't know. Trust me, I'm fine with that because I've fixed so many goddamn washer dryers at this point, and they've been mine. I'm fine.
I don't have your level of laundromat skill.
Yeah.
The laundry king. I will secede the crown straight to you.
That is one thing like that no one can take away from me, Mike, is that indeed.
You're the king of the laundry, I know.
But at the same time, I understand, right? Like if it's like, well, if I don't know if this place has a dishwasher, but whatever it is, the AC unit, like that's yours. I want that to be mine, like yours as well. I don't want to have the stress of the goddamn laundry thing. Yeah, the washer dryer.
Right. So we go through that. We go through all the rigmarole of sending them the paperwork they need. And then like 2 days after we submit everything, because we're starting to get antsy, we call them. We're like, hey, what's going on? You haven't sent us the quote yet. And he goes, oh, you know, I've just been so busy. Let me send that over to you right now. He sends it over and I'm looking at it and I give it the once over because I'm a responsible adult now. I look over contracts as they're handed to me. Sure, I don't just sign shit willy-nilly anymore.
Right.
And I look at it and I'm like, well, hey man, the dollar amount that you said is different than the dollar amount before. It's like $55 short, which is exactly the same charge as it costs to have an in-unit laundry. And I sent him that and I'm waiting. And he finally, a day later, sends me an email that says, hey, the unit you were looking at, I didn't know, was already spoken for. So,
oh, come on.
This is the unit that we have, and it's ready now. You can sign this paperwork, and you can buy this little in-unit laundry thing, or the laundry facility is actually just in the bottom of the building that you're already in. So it's so close. It's not even that big a deal, honestly. And I'm like, it's a massive deal
to me.
I'm not taking this.
Yeah,
and the fact that you kind of tried to just slide it
sneak
through
that one by. Yeah. You were willing to pay the premium to be able to get that facility. And
of course, I'm not a broke bitch. I am the potential owner of a vegan fried chicken restaurant.
Right.
Okay. I'm not some drummed up hoodlum who you can just scam. You can't just fly one by on me. I don't fucking operate that way anymore. Young dumb Mike, maybe. Maybe if I'd been drinking, maybe. But I hadn't. I was sober. And that's the most dangerous person. I'm the most dangerous person when I'm sober.
That is true. That is true. I've heard that about you. So obviously that fell through. Any other leads or what are we dealing with there? I mean, are we going to end up with Mike B living in the studio? Because I don't know if I got enough room for.
Well, no, you guys already know that if everything goes south, I'll just move back home with my old mi madre. You know, I love my mama and my mama loves me. Firstborn child, favorite child. And Tony and Lauren, you
the
know
best
that.
Child, some would say.
The greatest child because I didn't stick around and hassle my... I don't show up at my mom's doorstep every other day with a kid or a dog. And I'm Mom, watch my kid or watch my dog. I literally moved 40 to 50 miles away and barely even talk to my mom.
I mean, which they love that too. They love that too. And they just, when your mother, when, yeah, you just never talk to them. Parents love that. They love that.
Can I tell you something really funny, guys? My sister messaged me the other day, you know, mid move. And she's like, hey, are you working right now? I'm like, no, but I'm moving. Is something going on? Because the last thing my sister texted me was, our dad died.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of on edge with my sister about, like, don't send me ominous text messages like, are you working right now?
Right.
So she's like, we're talking, and I'm like,
well,
hey,
what is the right way to handle that for you? Is the right way to handle that just to text you? Or like, hey.
Oh, don't beat around. Just make the text the news.
Right.
Be like,
right,
hey,
right.
Mike. But if it's you and T passed away, and you just for some reason felt I was the guy who needed to know, if you just don't.
Why
be like,
you gotta use
hey,
that
Mike.
Example? Like, use any other example, please. Any other one.
Okay, so when Ginger passed away,
yeah,
it, you know, Ginger is very important. I love that cat. Like my own. Don't text and be like, hey, Mike. Are you sitting down right now?
Yeah, do you have a minute to talk?
Like, no, because then I immediately assume either you died, someone else died, you're an AI informing me of your own death. I don't know.
That would be cool, though, too, if I could program an Owen for when I die that, like, sends you, like, rude text messages from time to time. And...
If it sent me a text message that said, hey, have you done the clips for the last show yet?
Yeah,
I'd be like, I buried you. I literally hauled your casket to a hole and put it down in the hole.
Well,
the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's AI getting it wrong, first off, because you've never done clips. That's a mistake altogether. But I would be asking you, hey, can you help out with a second bit for the second segment? Can you do that? Can you help me out with the final bit? And
you don't want that tonight, do you?
Well, I was kind of hoping on it, but you know,
I got you. We'll do it.
No, I got one. You have living in hotel room privileges right now. Like that you're allowed.
Oh, I'm going to get drunk.
Though, we can't see you. You are just on the line. So I put a thing up on the Twitch. So it says on the phone, Mikey B. So people know that we're not just talking to no one. Mike. So. How's the hotel room? Like, have you started with your hotel room hacks yet? Just like when I'm on like my work trips and everything, I got a lot of hotel room hacks. Do you need some of my, hotel room advice? Like
All right. Well, let me start by just telling you what I did when I got in.
Okay. Let me hear this.
I immediately, set up my computer.
Okay. At the pre-provided, computer desk style station, I would assume.
It was a table with one chair. There's two beds in this room, and there's only one chair. So,
one chair. Wait, usually you get two chairs. You get two chairs usually.
Sorry, Janine put the other chair over there, and it's covered in our stuff. I didn't see it over there.
Yeah. Okay. So first mistake, you got a chair to cover it in stuff. That's already a mistake. Gonna go ahead and say that.
I immediately commandeered the entire table.
Okay. For your setup right now that you're talking to me on, your whole computer setup.
Correct. I immediately set that up. So that is literally one of two surfaces in the entire hotel room that I am occupying all of.
Okay.
I set all my stuff on the other surface, so that one's gone too.
I was gonna ask, well, what are you using the other surface for? Tell me it's all just Ninja Turtles garbage.
I hope so.
No, it's the laundry basket, which had all my computer stuff in it and my box.
All right. So here's where I'm gonna stop you. You might be in this hotel room for a couple of days. Do you have a refrigerator in this hotel room?
We have a full-size refrigerator.
Okay, well, that's a positive. That's a positive. I would say one of the things, I don't always have a full-size. I usually have a bit of a drinks fridge type thing, you know, a mini fridge. Right. But I will say one of the surfaces, and what I usually do is half of the what Mikey's using as his desk computer table, that becomes half kitchen for me. That becomes half kitchen with my snacks, perhaps my bananas, my kettle, and my cup so I can make my cups of tea. And then my laptop goes on the other side of it. And I make a kitchen slash office in the room as to designate, you know, you got to be useful. You got to use your surfaces, Mike. And you got to create division. So you create your kitchen on that next surface. What? Oh, we lost him.
Sorry, I was talking with Janine. Go ahead.
No. I was saying that you need to, if you're not paying attention, we can let you go. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need to create different, like, divisions and different surfaces. Like, those are divisions in your room. One needs to become your kitchen. One needs to become your, you know, like, your office. One needs to become this and that, right?
The beautiful thing is we have a full electric range with two burners. We have a sink. And we have a full countertop, so I don't have to divide anything into a kitchen, but I do understand I will have to set up a small weed station, because
I'm going to
be here for 3 days. and I will have to set up a small drink station, because I also don't work for the next 2 days. And we're in a hotel, and I don't work.
I like that your experience at a hotel with no work is in Castleberry. I bet there's not even a pool there. I bet there's no pool.
There is a pool, and I'm gonna go to the gas pool station time. That's right across the street tomorrow morning after Janine leaves for work. Get myself a nice sixer of some beers, and go lounge by the pool and enjoy my day off. Because literally, we won't get approval until at least Wednesday.
Get yourself a pack of Pall Malls as well. Sit out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take up smoking again. I might even bring a Duber down to the pool and see who's cool and just.
Dude, put on your shades, bring some hotel towels to the pool. Cop a lounger, right? Cop a lounger in the shade. You don't want one in the direct sun.
No, cop a lounger
in the shade. Cop the one by the one umbrella that you've got in that Castleberry pool. That's yours now. Now you will sit and enjoy your Hotel Rwanda experience. And
Hotel Rwanda might be too nice. This might be Hotel Mumbai.
Okay, got it.
A little more Mumbai hotel.
A little more Mumbai, a little less Rwandas.
Yeah. Oh, Janine says actually lower than Mumbai. lower than Mumbai.
Okay, are we going? What is lower than Mumbai? Not much lower than Mumbai.
This is a outskirt. Siberian town.
Oh shit, are we going into almost Kazakhstani territory here?
Oh yeah, like I'm talking, these are one horse towns in Middle Eastern countries.
So the idea is to camp out here for a little while. Have you got like all your mattress and stuff in the hotel? I mean, you've got me like all your furniture in the hotel room, because that's what real trash people do.
Okay, so luckily
you are
my boss and the owner of Dharma. Shout out to Dharma Southern Chicken. My boss, there is an empty apartment in the back of the small compound that is where I work. And he said, hey, you can just, it's empty right now. It used to be a plant business up there a couple weeks ago, but they moved out because they did zero sales in 3 months. And he said, hey, you can store all your stuff in that apartment.
Okay, well, that's good. Now you don't need to get a storage unit or anything. And I know you talked about possibly even moving into that thing, but you were like, no, I don't want to be on call all the time for work and live in this sketchy neighborhood. Okay. Probably not the greatest idea. I support this idea, by the way.
So I don't want to live in the little apartment where we're storing everything, but there is also an apartment directly above the restaurant, because the apartment that we're storing everything is in a separate building behind the restaurant. There is an apartment directly above the restaurant that they are moving people out of right now. And I almost am ready to ask my boss what the discount would be on the apartment, because I work for him already.
Well, I mean, you never know, right? You just don't want to end up in one of, it could be, you could end up working in one of those, what do they call them? Those towns, those corporate towns, like where the boss owns the
I work in a coal town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You work in one of those, their company town. That's the term I'm looking for.
Yeah, I sold my soul to the company store. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to end up in one of them, but it's vegan company store now. Like, all
you know what? I wouldn't mind too much because a 30-second commute to work.
There is something to that. There is something to that.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you guys, I have already adapted to hotel living. I got Wendy's to do the show.
Okay.
I have a small pint of whiskey, and our hotel room looks, everything is pushed up against the walls like we are ready for a raid at any moment, and we're going to need to be able to move and fight back.
Okay. See, this is a much different hotel living than I do in the Gaylord. I'm just going to say, I don't need to really.
Yeah, because you're in the Gaylord, dickhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't. I had to have my card rekeyed because the card he handed me only worked 1 out of 10 times. And I was like, hey, can you rekey my card? And he's like, you know, it's a common thing around here. We usually have to rekey people's cards.
Oh, that's like, good. That's good.
Oh, good. Yeah, great. Yeah. I love hearing that. That's the first thing I want to hear when you tell me about my place I'm going to stay.
Have you tried the ice from the ice machine yet?
No, because I literally came
in. That's the test too. When you go down to the ice machine,
is it cloudy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what sort of yellow is it gonna be for you? You know, like if it's just a little, only a couple cubes are yellow. Do you eat the rest or do you use the rest? If it's like, you know, what percentage of yellow ice are you okay with? You know, like little
about
brown.
About a 30%er.
Yeah, you knock the rest out, then you fire it back up. The rest comes out clean. I think you're in the clear, right?
It's like it's like the garden hose. You can drink out of the garden hose.
Yes, you gotta
let
it run.
You just gotta let that first 10 seconds of hot water run out of the hose.
This is why we're friends. This is why we're friends. And
we know we know the rules of how to be a less than classy human being while maintaining classy human being traits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I tell you the one last bad thing that happened this weekend, guys?
Sure.
So, you guys know.
One of these days, tell me something good that happened, you know?
Well, this is bad, so.
All
right. Do you want me to just hold it?
No, go. No, I just, you know.
No, I'm not going to say it now. No,
now we have to know. Now it's too late now. Yeah, we have to know.
All right. Well, you guys know. Don't have the best teeth in the world.
Ah, what are you kidding me? What are you kidding me? Never noticed.
I'm like a worse Brit.
I never noticed. Never noticed.
Did you lose a fronny?
I lost both fronnies, guys.
What?
Both fronnies?
I got smacked with. I mean, okay. So, in all fairness, they maybe had a year left. They were starting to deteriorate in a way that they were going to be gone.
Or you needed to get them out anyway.
Yeah.
Were they wiggle-waggling a little bit?
No, but they were wearing out from the top, like near my gums. They were wearing out just back into the tooth.
Do you have gum disease? Do you have that?
No, I mean, it's just a thing because of my mom's bone disorder. She had really bad teeth. My brother and sister have bad teeth. If we don't do all the extreme care,
your teeth suck. Yeah, yeah, you gotta, you gotta go over the top with it, type thing.
Yeah, and you know, I drink, smoke, throw up constantly because I drink and smoke
and candy. That's not forget
and
the candy.
You know, I love a fucking candy, and I do substandard healthcare with my teeth. We were moving the bed. We moved the bed rails, and I got smacked in the mouth. It broke both my front teeth right out.
Oh my god! Okay, do you still have? Do you still have Jiggy Jaggies? Like,
I do.
Okay, you do. So those, dude, you got to take care of that, man. Like, that's gonna. That's like those nerve endings and everything. Like, that's gonna make.
They're dead.
Not yet. Yeah, well, now you do need to get them pulled out, obviously, right?
I do. And so I guess we were probably gonna go on the Tom and Dan cruise this year. We're probably going to forego that because I'm the
first one to make fun of anything, dude, and I'm the first one to make fun of your teeth, and I've done so in awful ways in the past because I'm a horrible human being. But even I cringe at that for you, and I feel terrible, especially. Ooh. You know, honestly, right now, with everything you're going through, like, another added bit of stress for you to deal with, man. Like,
oh, bro, it was like the hundreds of thousands right on top of a real nice Sunday. Did I say that right?
Yeah, hundreds of thousands? Yeah, hundreds of thousands, yeah.
Like, yeah, it was like the hundreds and thousands right on top of a nice little fuck Mike B Sunday that has been pretty much this entire last, like, week.
Goddamn,
of just
dude.
Trying to get moved. And so if you hear me whistle a little bit, it's because I'm missing my two front teeth right now.
You sound fine. Yeah. And honestly, like, probably.
Oh, can I tell you the worst part about it is?
Well, you're going to end up, because you don't have a ton of money, and I would end up, if like my front teeth got knocked out, I'd end up with one of those cool-ass flappers or flippers or whatever now, right? And now you're going to be able to, like, pop it out whenever you want and like pop it back in.
No,
like, that's pretty dope, bro.
Those are kind of fun.
Those are pretty cool.
All right, so here's the beautiful thing about this. My sister, it has been in dental. She's a dental hygienist. That's what she went to school
for. What is she gonna clean your stumps, bro?
No, right. But what she can do is she has worked for almost every doc or dental office in Northern Brevard. So I'm going to ask her, hey, can we maybe talk to a dentist? Use your
can you help pull a couple strings? Yeah, help pull a couple strings to get something done, hopefully.
I just need to have all my teeth taken out and get dentures. You know, I'm missing a lot of teeth already.
And they can do that, and they can put you on a plan, right? And then, you know, you'll just pay it off. Like, it's, like, honestly, like a small car payment.
Like a credit card.
Yep, it'll be like a credit card.
Or like a small car.
And that's probably what you need to do. And you'll be so much more confident with new teeth, and you'll feel so much better. Like, I know it's a daunting thing, but it's probably something you need to do, you know, with your life and just, like moving forward.
Can I tell you what's going to suck? Is if I get new teeth and then I'm instantly too confident.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm immediately like the machismo, like as soon as they, it's like,
imagine us trying to do imagine us trying to do the show. And then like you start like berating me now. And I like, I don't know if I can handle this. Like, the whole show unravels because of your fucking teeth. I don't know. You know what? I'm against it now. Nope. Keep old ugly Mike. Keep him the way he was. Don't let him get any thinner. Don't let him get new teeth. Because here's what happens too. He's gonna have to go through some surgical things with his new teeth. He's probably gonna like not be able to eat a ton of solid foods for a while. Dude's gonna lose weight. He's gonna lose like 35, 40 pounds. Dude's gonna look svelte.
Oh, I'll be 180 at that point.
Yeah.
You'll be
svelte as fuck. And now you got like fresh new teeth. You're gonna end up with like a new haircut. You're gonna shave the mustache down to look appropriate.
Oh, big pompadour. Big old pompadour.
Yeah. And I mean, at that point, I might as well retire, I guess. Cause I don't know if
Owen.
Yeah. I don't know if I can handle that. We move on, just because there's only so much time in the show and there's so much that I want to, talk about this evening. One of the things I did want to talk about with you guys is, that I am starting a business and it's taken a lot of time.
Oh,
it's taken a lot of time.
Are you selling the Wandering Jews?
Ono Media LLC is a full thing. I've got my business checking account all set up now. I've got my
You're selling clamps, right?
I've got my business credit card. Well, see, Mikey, I got my business credit card. I can do whatever the world takes me to. Okay.
The Ono business card.
Oh yeah,
hire,
I got
Owen,
an Ono.
Hire me to do some consulting for you right away.
Well, no, I don't need card. Your consulting. I'm going to be the one do. I'm selling the consulting. I'm going to be doing a lot of podcast consulting. I'm going
to
be doing
you
a lot
consulting
of
consulting on how to consult is what you need.
I mean, these are if when I need tax write offs, I will take your course, Mike B, of your consulting course.
I got you,
brother. For this.
You want to learn how to be a comedic second to third mic on a podcast? I have the class for you.
Yeah, I mean, all kidding aside, all of this was sort of done because I got shit fucked up my taxes because of all my freelance work. So I had to,
welcome to the club. Yeah.
So I basically had to like start this company. Now
Ty's
I
like,
can...
welcome to the degenerate club for not putting taxes aside.
No, and I, you know, I've never been hit this hard. Because I have like a job at the factory, which is a W-2 and everything, it usually balances out quite nicely. And I've never gotten a great return, but I've always gotten a return. It's the first year ever where it was just like tip, you know.
Did you claim a bunch of shit that have receipts for?
It's a lot. It's a lot different. Like I've never even had to claim anything because of my W-2 before. Like or
claim payment. Every mile you drive.
Well, this is it. This is it. This
next
is why.
Year,
I, this is why
year,
I bring
Ty.
This up. This is why I bring this up is because Owen's like gone on like the other side of things now. It's like I used to not really like pay as much like attention as I should to all of this stuff. Now it's like a game. It's like, all right, motherfuckers, if the rest of the world is doing this, you watch what I'm going to do because I'm going to be in the negative every fucking year. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. And it's a situation where it is one of those things that everybody else is doing it. Why shouldn't I? I got a really a lot of like decent ideas that I've been like shouting out to some people as far as just like actual business ideas, which can further upon what I'm already doing. Right. But I don't necessarily want to like let those out of the bag because one of them I feel like it's going to be like kind of like a hit. But I definitely have the ability to you all know what I can do as far as audio, video, streaming. All those things are going to be involved. All those things are like part of the new business of Ono Media. But Ono Media will also be doing consulting for podcasting, producing for podcasting, and all that sort of stuff too. So, you know, I'm teaching myself how to build a friggin' new website. Like, that's an interesting one, you know, like, because now I'm getting into code. Now I'm getting into things that are like annoying and like taking me hours upon hours. Yep. So, like, and this is the type of guy I am. I'm like, well, once I'm done with this, I'm just going to then offer that as a service because I've done it once. I do one for you too. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of everything, but I'm excited to do that. And I'm excited to just kind of like stick it to the man. That was what I wanted to tell you guys. It's like, nah, never again. Like, and I brought it up. I've told you about my dad before. My dad, ultimate hustler, yep. ultimate carny. First thing I said when I said these, like, about goddamn time, and I haven't paid taxes in I don't know,
and that's why England is doing so
30,
well right now.
34 years or something, you know, like it's yeah.
Gee,
it's
34 years, Papa Owen.
Yeah, we don't. That's
wait. See, we know your mother's name. What's your father's name?
Not telling you, because he's probably not telling you. That's not a good. You could find it. Nah, I've told you before a million
that's
times.
Fine. I
we've talked about Tricky Dicky.
Oh, he's a Richard.
Richie the Rocket. Yeah, because he moves so slow. Yeah.
So, wait, your dad was like a mover and a shaker. He was a hustler. Wheeling and dealing.
Real estate. He's always had a thing, whereas like my dad's always had a next, let's get rich.
Next big thing.
One of the things that like I've seen so many of them. He was selling soccer balls when I was a kid, when I was a baby. Like he found like a line on these soccer balls that were going to be the next big soccer balls.
Scammerific, if I'm not being terribly unfortunate.
Well, he's started like more businesses than like you know than imaginable. He also. At one point, his funniest one that he did, because real estate was always the big thing, right? Like, real estate was what they made the money on. But my dad's big thing, too.
I've got a 3-2 with a beautiful garden.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
The garden is beautiful. Oh,
He did all that. But my dad, one of the things that he got into at one point, this would have been in about 98, 99. And
Y2K proofing.
Do you remember
tell me it was Y2K proofing.
Do you remember when for a while everything was obsessed with glow in the dark? You remember that? Like
people still love glow in the dark. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, well, that was a thing, but also he was it was like a crossover between glow in the dark and this vitamin supplement, a blue green
glow in the dark vitamin supplement,
blue green algae. Which would then it was related to luminescent like things and
bioluminescence.
Like, yeah, bioluminescence. It was all like part of their like pitch was sort of like featured the glow in the dark.
The piss will glow when you pee at night.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So like for a
oh,
while,
my,
there,
I was totally joking, but
no, shit, no, for a while there, my dad was close to trying to sell, I think my mom talked him out of it, but there was a period of bioluminescence blue algae pills that were going to be the next big thing in the next Butler business venture, you know?
Oh, and so, there's a kid at my job right now who is pushing CMOS as a dietary supplement.
Oh, it's probably the same. You should talk to him. He should talk to my dad. He'll tell him. He knows the
scam already.
Yeah. It's like he'll tell him.
He's told me this kid that I work with. He's like, hey, I think there is some data behind it that says like, hey, if you eat this sea moss, like it will aid in like digestion and metabolism boosting. But it won't fix anything. It will just, it's one, another one of those dietary aids.
Yeah, you can't prove it's doing any good, but it's, it can't be
doing
anything. It's not, yeah, it's not doing any bad, is it? So it must be good.
And it has led me, because lately, I'm going to go on a slightly, it's not racist, but it's going to come off that way. I know this is usually Owen's whole bit, but
I've grown out of it. Honestly, I've
you
grown
have
out
not.
Of it.
You totally have not. Don't say that you've grown out of it. You do it every week.
What are you talking about? Never.
You grow out of it for a day or two, maybe. But I have noticed that a lot of our African American clientele,
black people.
A lot of our black clientele.
That's less racist. They say that, okay? Don't just say African-American is more racist.
I sound
than just
like
saying,
a racist.
Yeah, you're sound right. Like a racist. Just say a lot of our black clientele. See, I'm the less racist one.
It sounds weirder when you say it, only because I know you.
I said the right
but
thing.
But I assume that
I said exactly what I should say.
I know you said exactly what you should say,
yeah.
But you saying exactly what you should say sounds bad.
I can't accept that.
Just
because
it's you.
Well, that's on
just
you.
Just
because
it's
no,
you. I can't
that's
help
on
that.
You. That's on you, buddy. That's on you. You say it then. My African-American customers, like that sounds like you might as well be saying
so,
when the Negroes come in, getting their.
Why would I ever say that?
That's what you pretty much said. That's what I heard.
I heard it.
Ty, you're too high to hear anything. So when hey. We have been getting a lot of black clientele coming in who have subscribed to these very fad, very odd diets.
Oh.
Where it's like, oh, hey, I can't have, you know, the most basic one is like, I can't have gluten. And I'm
okay.
Like, that's cool. We have options so that you can not do gluten.
Now, are they more hood black people, or are they more is the hood finally getting woke with its? That's not the right term, but it's is the hood.
Oh, Mr. I speak for the people.
No. I'm correcting myself here. I'm saying, is the hood really getting down with all those, you know, goofy white people, like fake, you know, dietary constraints. Is that something that's happening?
No, because here's what I've heard. There is a thing. You know how there's X now, right? It's not Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I have been informed that there is a thing called Black Twitter.
Oh.
And it's basically the black side of Twitter. And there's the same thing for every major social media platform that exists. There okay. is the side that you and I
How do
see.
We get in? First off, I need to get into Black Twitter. I want
to
be
much
on...
like the barbecue. You have to be invited.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to be. Can I do this?
Included.
Oh, I already got their theme song. Check it out. You know, like that song. Oh, no. He's ready. Got to go. Oh, no. Godzilla. Oh, no, Godzilla. That song. Remember that song? You know that song.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
I feel like you're going to say, oh, no.
He's ready.
You got to go.
Oh, no.
N-word.
Black Twitter. Oh, no, Black Twitter.
Oh, well, that's better. Yeah, I thought you were going to say black N-word. No. So.
I would never do that. But.
Not on the air.
That would be a good theme song for them. I would do that for them, and they'd be like, you know what? He's in.
Or the guy who did Godzilla could just do it, and he could retain the money.
I'm not giving my ideas of ripping off his song back to him to make him more money. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because the guy who wrote the Godzilla song is just rolling in it, I'm sure.
It is. That's a famous band.
But I have been informed that there is a thing called Black Twitter. And
is it blacktwitter.com?
No, it's just the black side of Twitter.
Oh, I've been on there before. It's fun. I like reading it. Yeah. Black Twitter... is really good.
Oh, and looks at it like he's going to the zoo.
No. These things pop up on my Reddit. Like, I get a lot of Black Twitter. I know what Black Twitter is. I'm knee deep in it, bro. Like
that sounds oddly more racist. So
no, knee deep fine. In some Black Twitter. It's good times. Like,
but apparently on the black side of social media, they are promoting a lot of these very holistic healing efforts.
Okay.
And the community that is Black Twitter is very much feeding into this, like, not misinformation that this stuff is great, but the misinformation that this stuff is a wonder drug when it is literally just a natural thing that does.
Yeah, well, I mean, black people have been doing that forever. Black people have been doing that forever. The Rasta's been doing that, right? Like, all the holistic man. I got this thing down at the end of this all natural. This place opened up down at the end of the street, just seriously right by me. It used to be an old hair salon. Hasn't opened up yet, but it's going to be this Jamaican and Caribbean fruit stand that sells all sorts of like different types
holistic
of like
healing.
Vitamin mixes and yeah, holistic healing shit. You know what it's called? Ital is vital. That's what it's called. Ital is vital. It's a big mural up there already. Ital is vital.
Right.
Yeah, they got a whole thing. Check it out.
Owen's already mad about it. Like, they're taking over my neighborhood.
No, I'm excited about it. I like fruit. I'll be popping. I mean, come on. I can get some crazy fruit.
Yeah.
How many vitality elixirs are you buying, Owen?
I don't know. Let's see what they got. Like, let's see. He's like, oh, skinny white boy. Here you go. Yeah. You know, I have a good one.
You need this pork fat elixir. Yay! Put some meat on your bones.
Here's what you need. You're the juju berry. And the, yes.
Wow. Juju berry.
What?
It's real. That's it's real.
Is that sounds real, doesn't it? I don't know. I mean,
it's real. Totally real.
The fact that you said that sounds real makes it racist.
It's not. By the way, that song was Blue Oyster Cult. So, like, they made a lot of money. Godzilla with Godzilla.
All our times have come.
Huh?
Fear, but now it's gone.
It's gone. More cowbell, please. More
cowbell, please.
More chickpeas.
Ooh, ooh, Godzilla.
Hey, Owen, do you know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
Oh, I heard this one, but go ahead.
I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
Mm.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, literally every time I bring a new person in and show them that we have to make chickpea salad, they say that joke, and I'm like, you're 19 years old. How do you know that joke that is older than my father?
That I think it has gone around.
And both
on
of them are dead.
Well, it's gone around on TikTok, like, I think a million times now, right? Like, it's one of those. There is a market for these, and I kind of love it. Like, it's like old-ass jokes that are terrible jokes that are coming. Like, yeah, but they're, like, coming back, and you're seeing them again through the lens of TikTok. It's something I had written down. But it totally, like, this actually, like, relates to what I was about to talk about or wanted to talk about later in the show. And it's, like, how mad I get at riddles. But have you noticed, in general, like, riddles are coming back through shorts and, like, all sorts of old riddles. That, like, and a lot of them are really as, like, as old as time. Right. Like, or, you know, older than our grandparents. Let's just put it that way. Right. Like, they come from a different generation and, like, they're resurfacing. Like, there's something I like about that. But I just in general do hate the concept of riddles, like, because, like, I can never figure them out. Like, that's mainly why I get mad at them. Like, I'm incredibly happy when I, like, do get a riddle and I figure it out. And I feel like, God damn, yeah, I'm smart. But when I can't get it, I get mad about it. It's like I can't figure out the magic trick. I get mad about magic because I can't figure it out. What illusion?
So wait,
you're
saying don't take you to up close magic shows?
Fucking hate it, man. I can't figure it out. I want to punch them all. I want to punch everybody else around me that got fooled. I want to punch the guy doing it. I don't like it because I can't. Like, it makes me. It just gives me this feeling that I just can't. I respect it, but I hate it.
Can I tell you, Owen, I had that same feeling until I had a good buddy of mine, Nick. He had been doing magic for quite a many years, and it was in my nomadic period where I was just moving from couch to couch. I lived with this guy for probably like 3 or 4 months, but he would come out regularly while we were all super stoned in the living room. And he would just plop his magic trunk down in the middle of the living room and be like, hey, I'm about to do a magic show. And I'm like,
fuck yes.
And I, you know, I'm high as shit. So I'm like clapping like, yay.
I think I like it less when I'm high, weirdly. Like I think I hate it more when I'm high. I'm like, it's just.
It was beautiful because the amount of high I could get would allow me to suspend enough belief that this guy was literally doing magic in front of my eyes when I knew that it was all just sleight of hand tricks and
maybe I need to take some like note of this, right? Because it's like, I think it's the same feeling some people get when they watch wrestling. They know it's fake, but they can't suspend the disbelief. And me as such a big wrestling fan, like, there's something, like, when I watch magic, like, it just annoys me that I can't figure out the trick, like, as to why.
It's
like,
because you watch wrestling. You know the trick that is wrestling.
But I don't always know the trick. But I don't always know the trick. I don't know the trick to, like, the secret of making every move look like it hurts and having it not hurt. Like, I don't know the trick.
But you do, Owen.
To
you
everything.
Do know that. And that's
to
just
a degree,
human muscle
but,
through.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird one.
I think that's what it is. I'm not trying to like clown you. I'm saying I literally think it's that you have spent so much time purposefully suspending your belief about a very specific thing
that I can't do it with anything else.
You have a hard
you think?
Time. Yes, you have a hard
yeah,
time.
That maybe that's it. Maybe
that, for anything else. Bro.
That's fair. That might
do,
be fair.
You suspend disbelief for a large portion of what you consume every day, every week, you suspend that disbelief through everything. So maybe you are the worst mark for Magic.
I think maybe that might be. Yeah, I think there is I don't know exactly the correlation, but there is some correlation because they're both ancient card art forms, right? Like it's like maybe.
Well, you're also a power. You're also a power mark for wrestling.
Yeah.
So you dissect matches. You take apart matches to prove the validity of them.
Do you think
by how close they did their moves, by how tight their ring work was?
I wonder.
So you
I
are
wonder,
literally.
Well, no, seriously.
Again,
seriously,
the worst. I think
you're onto something.
To watch Magic.
I think you're onto something because I would have been. If I would have gotten into Magic in the same way I got into wrestling when I was young, right? And I obsessed over Magic, I would be insufferable, like, to a magician probably, right? Like, I would...
You would know every... and maybe you already are, kind of. Because, again, you are looking to look through
to look
the
and
veil.
Find the holes. Yeah, find the, like, yeah.
Because that's what you're used to in your specific hobby of choice, which is wrestling, and you watch it to an infinite detail because you've watched it for so long. So maybe your disposition with these magicians is you know all the tricks of the magic you watch on TV regularly.
But I don't know these tricks, and that's what pisses me off.
Exactly.
And there are probably some tricks that are used in the wrestling world that come from the magic world. And there are probably some tricks that come from the wrestling world that are used in the magic world, like, but vice versa. Right. Like things that originated here. Cause again, it's all carny bullshit. It's all comes from the
same. It's all misdirection.
It's all carny
illusion.
Bullshit.
It's all making people look somewhere while you do something else in a different location.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was back to the riddle thing because I do just have this like
I hate them.
You hate them too? So okay,
I'm good at riddles, and I hate riddles for the same reason is that when I can't solve them, I feel dumb as shit.
All right, so it's not just me. So okay, I'll give you one real quick. It's a very simple one. But the reason I'm going to give it to you is because Teresa gave me an answer and it was just like, huh. And I'll explain in a second. So the riddle is, I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
The judicial system.
See? Okay. Interesting. Ty, do you have a guess before we move on?
Hmm. I wanted to say family right away, but that still goes to tree, which I feel like is a bad.
No, you're wrong.
I like your answer.
Judicial's
like
good,
your answer
though.
Too, though, Ty. Branches on a family tree is like a solid answer.
A family tree does like have a trunk and leaves because that's how
trees
work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I don't know that one is a great answer.
Well,
yours is pretty close. And it's, and the reason I'll say that is because this might be an American, British thing too.
What's the answer? I guess Wally.
So the answer from a British perspective is a bank.
Hmm.
Oh, banks have branches. You're right. Right.
And then I asked the same thing to Teresa, and she said something so similar to you, Mikey. She goes, the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Has
branches.
Branches. Which I think might even be more correct than what you said with the judicial system. Like, it has, the U.S. government has branches, right? Like, so.
You're 100% right. I think that's probably more where I wanted to go.
But you're on
the
same line. You're on the same line.
I probably should have said the government system, but yeah, the judicial system has branches too. So
see, I don't
know. I'm in the right place.
It kind of annoyed me in that like, well, there's, this is a bad
answer.
Well, I mean, the answer was the bank. Like what?
Oh, the answer was the, okay.
Right. But like to say that Teresa was wrong by saying the U.S. government is false, right? Like she got the riddle right. It's just not. It's a different answer.
It's not the answer you wanted,
right? And it made me think. I'm just like, that's
answer.
A shit riddle. So it made me even more mad at riddles. That's all.
Okay, can I tell you, like, literally from first when I got into the gifted student program, GSP, to sixth grade where I moved into middle school, and then gifted programs were basically like you had to be in gifted in elementary school to get into the middle school gifted program, and you had to be in the middle school gifted program to get into the high school gifted program. So I only stayed in for like honorary movement. I was not a great honors or gifted student in middle and high school because they changed the whole program.
But you did a lot of riddles?
But yeah, we literally did logic problems.
And I guess that's what they are.
5 days out of the week.
I don't know. I still hate them.
I hate them because now when I solve them and they go, no, you're not right. It's this other answer that is equally
as right as the one you answered
as
with.
As right as the one you gave, which is not the one they were looking for.
Yeah, which was me with the bank to the U.S. government to the whatever, right? Like, there can probably be multiple, answers to the same riddle, but they just want to feel clever because they had that one. Like,
they made the riddle, so they want to feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I could, my brain doesn't work very well for riddles. I'm gonna go ahead and take that. Like, it's like,
but
maybe
you're
dumb.
You're a smart guy, Owen, and you're smart where you need to be smart.
Okay.
I think I'm 50-50 with riddles. 50,
here's one. 50. Here's another one. The maker doesn't want it. The buyer doesn't use it. The user doesn't know it. What is it?
A mold?
What'd you say?
A mold.
A mold. That's a okay.
A mold for a product.
The user knows he's being molded though. Right?
Oh, I didn't.
The maker doesn't want it. The buyer doesn't use it. The user doesn't know it.
Damn,
this one's gonna be stupid easy, but
I'm gonna feel real dumb when you say the answer.
And that is what riddles are all about. Every time I get the I'm like, I give up. What is it? And then I feel stupid. Like, and that's why I hate riddles.
I can see why you would hate riddles at that point because you're like, God damn, I know I'm smart, but this was a dumb, you overcomplicate it because you immediately start searching for all the most complex answers, right?
Yeah. Do you want the answer to that one? Do you want the answer?
I do.
Farts?
Farts is not the answer, Ty. It's not even close to even being in the
realm. I thought it was farts too.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I can make it make sense, maybe.
The maker doesn't want it. Okay. Fart. The buyer doesn't use it.
Nobody uses those farts when you buy them.
The user doesn't know it. Oh, he knows it, though. He knows it.
That's where your myth falls apart. The user knows that he's part.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. So the answer to this one is a coffin.
God damn it, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's good. That's good. Like, I do enjoy... Like, I hate it at first, but then enjoy it. Like, it's a weird riddle give me. And maybe I'm just getting old or something, but like riddles give me this range of emotions when I get am presented with one to trying to figure out the riddle to then either figuring it out like where it can be like, yeah, I'm a genius. Or when I'm told or when I give up and I'm like, just you have to tell
fuck
me
it,
what
I'm
is
an
it,
idiot.
Right? Like, fuck it.
I'm the dumbest man alive. I'll never get this.
And then I get the answer and then I hate myself for like 10 seconds for not getting it. And then I sort of have another enjoyment after it again, because I'm like, that makes sense. And like riddles take me on this rite of fucking emotion that I don't know how to explain, but kind of fuck riddles, right? Like, I don't hate them all the way, but kind of fuck them.
Nah, I'm on the other side.
You're a pro riddle.
Owen, Owen likes riddles at the end of them, but it's only after they've been fully explained and he doesn't have to feel dumb about them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Okay. Mikey, that's pretty much exactly.
Listen, man, I've told you, I'm not dumb. And the fact that you didn't know the riddles was kind of a riddle to me until I figured out that you just don't want to feel dumb, bro.
You leave home. Take three left turns and return home. Who are the two masked men waiting for you?
That's not a real answer. That's not a real question.
It is. You leave home, take three left turns, and return home. Who are the two masked men waiting for you?
This almost sounds like a Turing test to figure out if I'm an AI at the end of this or not.
Maybe.
This almost sounds like what Harrison Ford would ask me in Blade Runner. It's like you see a turtle flipped over in the desert. Do you help him?
Do you have no
and
guess?
Like,
do you want me to just skip straight to it?
It's
a baseball one. The ump and the catcher.
Give me the question one again so I understand it's the ump and the catcher.
You leave home, take three left turns, and return home. Who are the two masked men waiting for you?
The ump and the catcher. God damn it, Owen. Yeah. I would have never gotten to that. Like reality, that is the answer to the question by the way you posed it, because I'm autistic, man. Like, my brain doesn't think like that.
What
it
word
covers a lot?
What word begins with E, ends with E, and contains one letter but is not the letter E?
I.
Wrong. Totally not the right train of thought.
Well, but it does work.
So wait, the question is what contains...
I is not a... What word begins with E, ends with E, and contains one letter, but is not the letter E?
Oh.
That's why I said I, because it's only E-Y-E.
It's not the
yeah,
right
but that's
answer.
Two
I don't
letters.
Think, I don't, yeah, yeah.
That's two letters. And I farted, and I made my wife laugh, so I'm winning on this question right now. I'm sorry that I went
it's a
into
word.
Basic mode.
I is also just a letter. It's not
wait,
a word.
So is it A Y?
No, I. You said I, right? Like the letter I.
I meant more like E Y E, but I guess
begins with
yeah,
E.
Yeah, I need the answer, Owen. I'm dumb.
Now I like I the letter.
Owen,
envelope.
Wait, so Ty just says he likes guys, so that's a new portion of the riddle.
It should envelope. It has a letter inside.
Gay.
Oh God damn it! I hate riddles.
See, you hate riddles.
I'm back
you hate
to hating riddles.
Riddles
again.
Let's
fuck
hate
every
riddles.
Riddle. I hate them.
I should have known.
Fuck the riddle. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Envelope
fuck
was easy. That was an easy one. Damn it.
I you know what, Owen?
Should we do a riddle of the week from now on the show? Should we start?
Yeah,
a
if
riddle
you want me to hate the show just that much more.
Yeah. Well,
because when you do every riddle of the week and I don't get it, I'm gonna be like, fuck this.
But
I don't know why Mikey.
Think about
game.
It. Think about it when you do get one, okay? When you do get the one that you know how good that's gonna feel, it might be worth it. That's all I'm saying. Whew.
It might be.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a 10-15 minute break if that's okay with you guys. Mikey, are you able to rejoin with us? Should we leave you on the thing? Should we call
leave
you back?
On. How, don't,
leave you
don't,
on?
Don't disconnect because it might ruin the whole thing.
Okay.
I might have a real... Again, I don't know if I had a video connection, if it would be better or worse. I assume it would be worse because...
Yeah, I think so. I think this is probably the best way to do it. And I appreciate you for, you know, like doing your best in a hotel room. But yeah, when we get back, we're going to do a second segment. We're going to do a little bit of Oh No 2.0 so that the...
Are we doing clips?
We are going to do some clips. We're also gonna talk about the concept of us if we could pick any artist in the history of the world or maybe alive or dead, who cares at this point, if they were to redo or cover the Oh No Radio Show theme song, who would that person be?
And I got one. All right.
And I definitely want to hear everybody's, you know, opinions on that, because I think it's a concept that we need to explore.
I should have three bands already.
I want to talk about the situation going on with my birds outside. They're assholes. And
wait, you have birds?
Birds
are real.
There's a ton of birds. I gotta tell you a whole thing about the birds. And I also have an interesting story. I'm in some of these forums because, you know, I'm an audio technician. I snoop around these live sound type forums, and there was a worst gig. Or worst situation or craziest thing that ever happened to you with, like, you know, working a live gig type of thread. And one of them really kind of had me like both scared and cracking up at the same time. We'll talk about that. We'll also maybe even do a little bit of verses to close out the evening. It has been a while.
But did his own segment. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You guys stick around. We'll be back with some more 2.0, Ono Radio Show 2.0 on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ONRS Live. Donate to me and us over at patreon.com/ONRS. And, you know, give us a call sometime. 407-906-6466. Is that it? Is that the one? Yeah, I was about to give out my own number and I had to stop it.
407-906-6466.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. OnoRadioShow.com. And if you want to even support me, OnoMedia.com. We'll see you in just a few. But what do we say when we get out of here for the first one, boys?
Fuck your dream. Fuck your dream.